the fact that this won't last forever and there is something so much worthwhile waiting for back there. Again, I suppose I may sound like I'm complaining. Really, I'm not. But honey, as Mrs. Potter wrote in the letter, I'm not trying to compare now, but it's not an easy thing to be away from everything. But now, I started this tape out by saying I wasn't going to complain, and that's about what I'm doing again. Suppose we just go ahead and nip this in the bud. I enjoyed receiving the tape. I intend to save it. I intend to save it until I come back. I've listened to it many, many times. I'll listen to it tonight.
I'll probably listen to it again.
This tape I'm making up right now, you can do the same if you wish. You can save it, record, re-record on it, send it back to me. Or if you do desire to send it, to save it, oh boy. If you do desire, save it. 40 cents, all I need to do is buy another small one, and you can use this one to send back and forth. I realize now that it's not nearly as convenient for you to make tape recordings as it is for me, since I have these two beautiful recorders available to me just about any time I want them. I'm on CQ tonight, so I have plenty of time. Nights when I'm not on CQ and I want privacy to be able to record what happens to come into my mind without a lot of side noise, we have places on post. Excuse me, where we can do this recording. It won't be quite so simple for you to record whatever arrangements can be made from time to time. If you desire to send it back, I really would like this. At first, when I came up here tonight, I didn't quite know what I was going to say. But you heard what I spoke to the kids, and it took time, hours of time, as a matter of fact.
What the style of river?
I used it. And now I realize that to sit down here and discuss what happens to come into my mind and let it go at that, it seems to sound a little better. Of course, I have such a beautiful sounding voice anyway. My person sure doesn't like the sound of his own voice when he hears it coming back out of a recorder, does he? Now, I shouldn't say that, though, should I? Because I'm going to want you to send me a tape. Out of an hour and three quarters, I believe, of the tape that you sent me, I managed to hear you squeak once or twice into the mic. Of course, Dad's pretty tricky, isn't he? I managed to hear you in the background quite a bit more than directly into the mic. You're just going to have to make up your mind that you've got a husband over in Korea who'd like to hear from you, and sit down by that tape recorder and just start jibber-jabbering. I also know that I have quite a bit bigger flapper mouth than you have. I can sit here and manufacture things to say. Maybe you can't do this. All right, so think of a number of things you do want to say and write the headings down, and then just amplify the data, as we say. You know, amplify the data you have available to you. You can do it now. Don't tell me you can't do it. I know a girl who told me she couldn't drive a car in and out of a garage. I know a girl who didn't know how to use a screwdriver and fix the refrigerator. Someone who, let's see, what was that other little ditty you told me about? I remember now, something you fixed. Oh, yeah, sure, she fixed the faucets. How about that? She fixed the faucets. Let's see, there was something else. Why, of course, it's a projector. Oh, she would never, ever run that projector. She might break it. But she did. Now, just stop and think, my lover. All you have to do is talk. It's Mike. I'm doing it and talk. You're hearing my voice now, and I think you may be getting the same thrill that I got when I heard your voice. Tape recorder is a wonderful instrument. You have one available to yours on an occasional basis. I have one available to me. There's no reason at all we shouldn't sit down, jibber-jabber, and blabber-blabber back and forth like this. It would be much nicer if we could talk to each other on telephone, but that costs lots of money. This particular method of talking costs just about nothing. It costs 40 cents. I believe it'll make the trip on 2 airmail stamps. We can come up with anything we want to come up with. We can explain, we can talk, all right, so much, I suppose I go ahead and talk on a given subject. How about the weather? This is a subject that's always talked about by everybody and his brother all the time. We have had an extremely warm weather this time of the year, or so I'm told. Although we are in the southern part of Korea, we still manage to have some nasty winters from time to time. I say southern Korea because you always hear about GIs going to Korea. We're in Korea, South Korea. Well, we are in South Korea as far as the communists are concerned, but then there's a northern and southern part of South Korea. Now, that's a bunch of double talk, isn't it? Well, what I'm trying to say is that we are quite a bit further south than that area that you normally hear about, where Korea has such a bitter cold and so much snow. This type of winter, I don't think we'll see here. Temperature for the last 3 weeks now has been above freezing most of the time. During the day when the sun comes out, as it quite often does, temperature shoots up into the 50s. Oh, but this is very, very nice. I hope it lasts. We haven't had any rain or snow as such now in, I believe even more than 3 weeks. I hope it continues. I really do hope it continues. Excuse me. I'm sitting here belching my supper. That's why I said excuse me. I don't think you heard the bell still, huh? Oh, now let's see. We talked about the weather. What else can we talk about? I'm going to have to get that tooth fixed one of these days. That one, too. Yeah, well, about that orphanage. I think this is something I'd like to talk about. I had an extremely warm feeling on Christmas Day by seeing these wonderful little orphans come up with so many smiles and so many cheers and eat so much. Good heavens, you think they'd never eat. I realize their rations are probably on the skimpy side, the government doesn't provide what it should, but nevertheless, to see these kids eat like they did was really something worthwhile. Oh my, that was a big yawn. This CQ is something fierce. We brought the kids in by bus, and by 2.5-ton truck. We had 2 trucks and 1 bus. 80 kids all together, ranging in age from 4 or 5 up to 14 or 15. When they arrived at the mess hall, the GIs were asked to take 1, 2, 3, whatever they thought they could handle, and feed these kids. Bea and I have little ones, I decided to take a little one. I enjoyed it very much. Before the meal, I couldn't even get her to look at me. Glance up once in a while, but then there was that feeling of uncertainty and that feeling whatever an orphan has, I guess. Wouldn't pay too much attention to me. A little girl, I don't know, just 4 maybe. Very tiny. Korean children are much smaller than our children by comparison. Well, the meal was brought out, and she started to eat. And eat she did. I watched that small child put away adult helping, come back asking for more. It's unbelievable. By the time her tummy was full, then we were in fine shape. Lots of smiles, lots of grins, and a little more sociable all the way around. I really do think they got a kick out of coming. I think they got a real big kick.